Hello, and I guess I need to say welcome back to myself because I have been missing in action for some months now, and I really don't have an excuse, except I've been basically stuck in my own mind space. It's just been pretty bad as of lately, and the one thing I set out to do when I first started this podcast was to be honest first with myself in order to be honest with others. I was unsure of whether or not anyone would be interested in hearing what I have to say. You know, there's nothing unique about me, nothing special about me. I'm just living an average, you know, everyday life, just trying to make it along with so many others. And I do apologize if this mic is sounding kind of, you know, crackly. I just got it from off Amazon thinking that this would help me become a little bit motivated to continue to do these podcasts. I have several other podcasts, or should I say episodes, that I am in the process of editing, or either probably going to delete them. I don't know. But I just think today's message is going to be just short and sweet. Life is short. And I think the older we get, the more we realize that, you know, it's precious. It's precious time that could be done doing something constructive, or doing something that is meaningful, doing something that is enjoyable. Because what I have found out, and this is what I've been dealing with the last past several weeks, is just working for someone, not mind so much as doing the work, but just dealing with different people and working for someone can be difficult at times, because the person who is in charge is not going to really care so much about how you're feeling. You know, they have reached a milestone in their job where it's about doing what they need to do in order to run a business and run it successfully, and doing it the way that they are expected to do it. And, you know, different personalities can clash, and, you know, depending on the atmosphere of the office, can make things sometimes like you're walking on eggshells. And I'm sure so many other people can relate to that. But if you have a dream of working for yourself or doing something for yourself, you need to do it. You need to act on it as soon as you can, not wait until the years pass you by. You have to make the time. And I think that's where I was at. You know, I was kind of stuck in feeling like I was in a rut, feeling like I wasn't going anywhere financially, feeling like I wasn't going anywhere on a professional level, feeling basically like I'm just stuck. So that's kind of where I have been at lately, kind of stuck in my own head, trying to decide on what to do and still coming up against a brick wall. And I'm sure so many others are in that current situation, and I am still trying to figure it out. You know, that's really all we can do, is just try to figure it out. You know, we are just, we're human. We are guided by our emotions more so than our head at times, as far as making the right choices, the right decisions in life to kind of get you from point A to point B sometimes. And I can honestly tell you that I have literally been stuck for years, just kind of going in the same circle, not knowing where to go. And I felt like this podcast would be a way to share some of the things that affect me. And I'm hoping that, you know, someone who takes the time out to listen will, you know, take some sort of information, you know, from this, you know, in a positive way, in an uplifting way, because, man, I'm telling you, we live in a society where no one cares how you're feeling. Don't get me wrong. You've probably got maybe a handful of people that you might run across in your lifetime that are genuine folks, but more people really just don't care how your life is going because they're too involved with their own, you know, and rightfully so. But I have noticed that over the last couple of years, it's something in my spirit that has been pulling me to just do something, to reach out to just a few, to just say that you're not alone, whatever the situation may be. And I'm hoping that I can kind of give you a glimpse into my life, the areas that I struggle with, because I know that I'm not alone. Every one of us has our own journey to embark on. And along the way, there will be challenges. And, you know, there are some people who have worked so hard to get where they are. And then there's some people in life that do not have to work that hard because of the situation that they may have been born into. But most working folks like myself have come from families who have worked their entire lives to build something. And it may not even be significant to others, but, you know, it's just, we have to take each day as a blessing and try to find our own way. Find our own way. I do apologize. My dog is in the background. He barks at every single thing. If the wind blows and he can hear it, he's gonna bark. So I do apologize in advance. But to get back on topic, I definitely apologize from being, you know, away for so long, just trying to decipher this thing out, trying to figure this thing out on how to do these podcasts and what it is that I, you know, would like to talk about. There's just so many aspects. And the only way that I can really talk about things is just from my point of view. And I know that folks are not gonna agree with the way I see things or the way I think about things and the way I go about things. And that's fine. You know, I would love to be able to get a nice little group that would tune in however often to just kind of listen. And then if you're able to leave comments or email me, you know, about some topics that you would love to hear, I'm all for it. You know, any motivation that can be, you know, tossed my way would be greatly appreciated. So this episode will definitely be short. It's just a little snippet of me coming back and actually trying this time around to stick to something for once and actually seeing it all the way through. I have never been a finisher, and that is the honest truth. I've always been a starter, but never a finisher on some things. I will say that I did get my degree back in 2020, and it took me longer than the average person to finish, you know, because I went back to school, you know, after really having my daughter and just trying not to give up or give in and just, you know, do a few classes here, take a break, then do a few more classes there. You know, should have had my degree several years ago, but, you know, I finally finished that race, and I don't think I want to go back and do that again because time is just, it's so time consuming, especially when you have, you know, children, you know, or a child. I always say children, but, you know, just raising one is a challenge all by itself. You know, it's definitely not easy, and it's rewarding in its own ways, and it's so hard, you know, as well, but just thankful, just have to continuously being thankful for what we do have, even though it may not be much, So I'm just going to really encourage those today to just, you know, put your best foot forward each and every day if you can. You know, be thankful along your journey. You may not be where you want to be at this time, but you can do it. You know, I'm an example of just a person who is struggling day to day to do what needs to be done, because mentally, you know, you're drained mentally, you're sometimes emotional, and sometimes you can't always let your emotions lead you, because you will be in a pool of disaster if you lead with your emotions. So that's one thing I said to myself, is that I'm going to start thinking more clearly with my mind instead of how I'm feeling, you know, because there's a lot of days when you get up in the morning, you're like, oh, again, here we are back on repeat, working a job that you don't make enough money. It's just never enough money. You know, for what you do, you feel like your worth is just so much more at times. But again, you know, we have to be blessed that we have a job, no matter what it is, that, you know, we have our health, no matter how we're feeling at times, just to be thankful that you didn't perish in your sleep. You know, you were able to get up and do another day, whatever, you know, comes your way that day. So just some words of encouragement for those who may be feeling, you know, like they're just not at that point where they need to be in life. You are not alone. I'm going to drop my email. And again, if there's just one person that, you know, enjoys these episodes that are put out, I promise you there'll be more to come. My Gmail is nrose8466@gmail.com. And I'm hoping that everyone has a wonderful Sunday. And I'm sure I will be back soon with another short episode, and it will be something worthwhile talking about. So everyone, stay blessed. Take care. Until next time.